Right now, though, it's time for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning, Pastor Carlos Hernandez from Keep Watch and from The Rock Church is in with us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Excited to be with you guys.
Well, we're eager to hear what God's laid on your heart, so I'm going to turn things over to you and let you munch with us this morning.
Okay. All right. Well, I wanted to just share with you a devotion found in 1 Peter 4:7. It's a verse there that says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-control so that you can pray." And that verse is just such a powerful verse. Let me recite that again. It says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." Some translations would read that, "Be sober of mind so that you can pray." And of course, Peter wrote that to a church that was going through some serious persecution. They were being persecuted and just suffering some terrible things. And in the process of that, Peter doesn't say take arms. He doesn't say, you know, be very worried, protect yourself. Or he doesn't tell us to go out and, you know, take care of ourselves. But rather, he says, get some clarity in your mind by prayer. And in today's day, with everything going on and, you know, politically speaking and socially speaking, I just want to remind us that we are close to the return of the Lord. We believe that strongly. Jesus is coming. And it's important for us as a church and as a people to keep that in mind. I think I get concerned sometimes with how we do life. Sometimes it seems so unaware of the fact that we truly strongly believe that Jesus is coming back. And that should keep us sober. End of all things is near, Peter said. Be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. So just want to quickly encourage you. Be clear-minded. When you see all that you see, remember that 2 Timothy chapter 3 says that, you know, in the last days, we will see these things. And trust in the Lord. Be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. So practically for me, how do I get clear-minded? How do I attain that in today's day? I make sure that I have a devotional time. Take some time to be with Jesus. Keep my mind in the Word and keep prayerful. So I just want to encourage you with that today.
Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray for our listeners, Carlos. Yeah.
Father, I thank you that in the midst of all the things that are happening within our community, within our nation, and even outside of our nation, we could be overwhelmed because the world gives us enough to be overwhelmed by. But you're good and you keep us. And we believe, God, that you're returning. And when you return, Father God, you're going to recreate this world. And we're going to be seated with you. Your word says that the Lamb at the center will wipe away every tear. So, Father, help us to remember this. And help us live our lives with a kingdom perspective that you're returning. Really, truly help us to see that spiritually we are to keep our bags packed, ready for you to come. So, Father, have your way. I pray for our listeners, Father, that we would live with clarity of mind because we're devotionally committed to you and our word and living in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Carlos Hernandez in with us from The Rock Church. Yeah. And tell us about The Rock Church.
Well, The Rock Church, we're in Oregon, Ohio. We've been there now. I've been pastoring there. I've been privileged to serve there now for almost 12 years. You had a former DJ as our worship leader, a former DJ here at Yes FM, Pastor Laura Angel.
Yes. We love
absolutely.
Laura.
Absolutely. And so we're just blessed to be there. Love our city.
And does The Rock Church have a website people can check out as well?
Yeah. So you can go to therock-ag.org, and there we have information about what's coming up, what's happening at The Rock, and also you can listen to our sermons there.
Excellent. Hey, yeah. Pastor, thanks so much for being in this morning.
It's my privilege. Thank you.